Hey, everybody, it's Ryan Ripley. Wanted to get a new offering in front of you as soon as possible, evidence-based leadership. And so as you all know, Todd Miller, myself, and Will Seeley, we're big on evidence-based management. We want to apply it to the leadership space. We all know that modern managers face complex challenges every day. You're juggling a lot of needs, your direct reports, your stakeholders, your customers, they all need constant attention. What we want to do is help you manage that. We want you to use information and data to make good decisions around all of these areas so that we're delivering the right thing at the right time for the right customer. And we know that we're doing that because we're using data and evidence to validate all the things that we're doing. And not only that, we're not just looking at value, but we're looking at our capabilities as an organization. Can we deliver on time? Can we innovate effectively? Do we have too much tech debt? Do we have too many things in process? Are we unable to deliver when the market demands that we do? We look at all of these things with evidence-based management. We merge that into a leadership mindset and lens, and we enable you to make new and better decisions repeatedly based off of the data that you're collecting within your organization. It's exciting stuff. We hope you can join us. Visit agileforhumans.com/EBL course. Join us in one of these offerings. We think you're going to love it. Hope you can join us. Use Agile for Humans, the number 4, to take another 15% off of this course, and we can't wait to see you there.
This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
All right. It is another episode of Your Daily Scrum with professional scrum trainers, Ryan Ripley and Todd Miller. I'm Ryan. That's Todd. We get together each and every day to help you get better with your scrum each and every day. Be sure to like and subscribe so you never miss a video. Share this all over the planet. Leave us some questions and comments. Check out the description for more about Todd and I, our book, our classes, all the stuff that we do. Be sure to check out our free playlists on the Scrum Framework. Go ahead and learn Scrum, take your test, go get certified, or EBM. All of that stuff is awesome. It's free. It's out there. All right, Todd, today's episode, I think this looks like our community. So if you're not aware, we do a community, community.agileforhumans.com. It's free. Thousands of agilists and Scrum experts and practitioners and newbies are out there talking about Scrum and helping each other out. Why aren't you there? It's free. See you over there. Todd, what do we have today?
I think this is just a question that came to mind because, you know, we've really expressed over the past few years our passion for how Kanban and Scrum together can be a very powerful combination, right? And Scrum.org, you have the Kanban guide for Scrum teams. We're associated with Pro Kanban. Our good friend Dan Vacanti has kind of, we've done quite a bit of work and some videos with him. And one of the things we found is universally that looking at work item age can really, really be a game changer for your daily Scrum.
Yep.
Right. So we asked this question. Ryan. 76 votes. My Scrum team currently tracks work item age. 31% say yes.
It's kind of rough, right? This is one of those killer metrics, right? We're big fans of Dan Vacanti's work. So when will it be done by Dan Vacanti? Very important book. If you haven't read it, go read it. But it talks about 4 flow metrics. So cycle time, throughput, work item age, and WIP limits. And work item age for us is a killer metric, especially for Scrum teams trying to optimize their chances of meeting their sprint goal. Right. And so the Scrum event that correlates best to that objective is the daily Scrum. And we find that during the daily Scrum, talking about work item age is just such a great practice. It tells you when you're stuck. It tells you when things aren't moving. It tells you when you're approaching your SLA, your service level expectation on an item, which could, if you don't meet it, could mean you're late and may not reach your goal. It just gives you so much good information in such a little package, right? Work item age is not a tricky metric to track. I think it comes out of the box with Jira and Azure DevOps and a bunch of other tools. I know you can calculate it in Trello. I mean, it's a killer metric. Actionable Agile sits on top of all those tools and lets you track it as well. it's just such an easy one to watch. And I can't believe so many people are not using it, Todd.
Yeah, it really is an easy one. And I'm wondering, like, we should probably come up with a definition for work item age, right? And so work item age, it's the time that has elapsed since you've started something, in essence, yep. Right? So it's the amount of time between when you've started something and current day. So if you started something on, let's say, last Friday, and it is Monday, let's use Wednesday, then you count Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, right? So 4 days have elapsed since you began this thing. It's just, what it is it gives us early signals as to when something might be aging disproportionately, right? It gives us the ability to look at it and say, this thing is related to the sprint goal, and it's already been worked on for 4 days. Maybe we should probably work on it together a little bit. Maybe, is it stuck? Or what questions can we ask to get this thing moving? It really is a powerful addition to your daily scrum, and it leads you to have some new insights you might not have had before, right? Rather than just do the three questions, let's talk about the sprint goal. Let's talk about how things are aging, right?
I like
it. That's why we like it.
Yeah, it just sparks such good conversations. It helps the team, the scrum team, figure out where some problems are. You know, it's one of those things where a lot of teams will do a burn down chart, or they'll track velocity. And you know what? We say burn the burn down charts. We say velocity is a trash metric. You know, we're being a little, you know, we're being a little edgy with that. But the fact is, those are lagging indicators of problems. Mm-hmm. They only tell you afterwards. Work item age tells you in real time if something is in trouble. And so that's why we really think this is a metric that your teams need to use. We think it is an amazing practice that can really help your team gain better insights into the way they're working. And we hope everyone gives it a shot.
Yeah, give it a whirl.
Todd, I think it's time for an end screen.
It is.
Sure, check us out on the socials. Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn are pretty active. Like and subscribe so you never miss a video. Leave us a question below. Your questions typically turn into videos. We'd love to know what's important to you. We're catching up on a backlog of questions, and so you'll see a lot of videos featuring viewer questions coming up. Speaking of coming up, some videos are going to pop up. It's our free Scrum Master class. It's our Scrum Framework class. It's our free EBM, Evidence-Based Management course, and merch. So check those out. Check out the free playlist. Learn those topics. Take your tests. Conquer the world. Grab a hoodie. It's great to see Squirrel Burger and Burn the Burndown Charts and Agile for Humans merch out in the world. Send us your pictures. If you got a shirt, and send us a picture back of you wearing it. Maybe we'll pop it up on the show. We'd love to see that as well. For Todd, I'm Ryan. Go forward. Do some great scrum things. Velocity is trash. We'll see you tomorrow. Hey, it's Ryan. If you're enjoying this show and want to take a deeper dive into scrum with me and Todd, check out agileforhumans.com/training. Be sure to also look at the show notes to subscribe to our newsletter, get a copy of our book, Fixing Your Scrum, and learn more about working with us at Agile for Humans. Thanks for listening, and Scrum on!